hour, I have a little bit of background. So we'll talk about the Nidin and Taisus himself. So Taisus Dan, this another Sharniskol is Chal immediately with the Gvardin. Or perhaps it's only Chal Achar Misa. The Shita Rabbeinu Tam is that it's not only Chal Achar Misa after the Skilo or even after the Shita, but only Achar Misa. And Taisus in Sahed and Dafei and Taisus in Zorachim basically is masking to Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus by us, he brings Rabbeinu Tam also at the end, but Taisus, B'chadchila, our Taisus assumes not like Rabbeinu Tam. This is Sharniskel is Chal. This is another Sharniskel is Chal Mechayim. One of the rayas that Taisus brings to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is from our Gemara, because it said in our Gemara that there's a chiyuv of Tficha by a Sharniskel. Taisus brings Reish Lakish and Merubo that Kolshe Yeshnu be Yeshnu Mechir Yeshnu be Tficha. That there's an equation. And therefore, if Agmar says it's a chiyuv tficha by a sharniskol, according to Reish Lakish, it follows there must be a chiyuv mechira by a sharniskol. So Taisus says, if the sharniskol is already osur b'hanah, then how could you have a mechira on something which is osur b'hanah? The fact that there could be a mechira of a sharniskol implies that it's not yet osur b'hanah. That's the raya that Taisus in Sanhedrin, Taisus in Zvachim brings to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't bring that raya, but they bring this raya to Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus is doicha that no, maybe the case is that he sold it to a guy, and therefore from Agamar is not a right. Could be it's taka osir b'hano, but the mechir is miskayim if he sold it to a guy. But we'll be down in a few minutes. What exactly is the right from Agamar, and what's exactly the tchil that Taisus is offering? And maybe we should talk first about the etzim machlekes itself. Is the shor niskel osir mechayim osir b'hano mechayim? Or is it only also lach hamisa? Taisus in Sanhedrin is mashmul that the shittas Rabbeinu Tam that it's also that the sharniskel is only also lach hamisa. He gets it not only from outside rayas, but he gets it from the sugya itself of a gamba of hashoyi sokol, the gamba all of yumos, the sugya of a kavim aleph, and elsewhere. The sugya itself that says that the sharniskel is also bano, Rabbeinu Tam says that sugya itself is mashmul that the Israel knows chal only lach hamisa, not mechay. That's clearly what Rabbeinu Tam was referring to in that sugya. What did he see in the sugya itself? That the Issachar Niskel was only Chal at Lach HaMisa. So we'll start like this. The Gemara says, what does it say in that Gemara? The Gemara says that it says, Hashoy Yisokel B'gamba all of you, Hashoy Yisokel B'al HaShonoki. So B'al HaShonoki says, the Gemara is called the Ma'imer, Yotze Pleni Noki Min HaFasov. B'al HaShonoki means that it's a washout, it's a wash, it's a loss, it's a total loss for the B'al HaBayis. And therefore, in the Pasuk of B'al HaShonoki, it says, that the Shor Niskel becomes Osir B'hanah. That Poshim Shat in the Pasuk says the Gemara, Hashoy Yisokel V'gam B'ol of Yumos. It's only if the Shor is Niskel, Hashoy Yisokel V'bal Shonoki. The Poshim Shat in the Pasuk is Mashma, that only if Hashoy Yisokel, then the Baal Shor is Noki, then it's Osir B'hanah. So then the Gemara says, but it says in Pasuk also, V'lo Ye'ochel Es B'sorah, they're not allowed to eat the meat. In fact, the Gemara, if we're talking about Lachaskilo, so I don't need the pasuk tell me can't eat the meat. Of course, you can't eat the meat, because what kind of kosher meat is that if the show is Niskel? Says the Gemara, it must be coming to tell me that even if the show is Shechted, Kodim Shechted, the show was never Niskel, the show is Shechted, nonetheless, the Torah tells me that's still Balashah, that's still also. So the pasuk of Le'ochelis Basari is Megala, that the Isser of Balashonoki, the Isser Ano, is not limited to a case where the show is Niskel. But it applies even to a case where the show was, nishchat. Now, what's the logic? Right. So our Taisus holds that this Israel is only chal. The Israel is only chal. Excuse me. Our Taisus holds that the Israel is chal miyad with the gemar din. As soon as there's a gemar din, the Israel is chal. So in the Siv Esekasha, the Siv says, according to our Taisus, according to those Shittas, that the Israel knows Chal right away with the Gemara Din. So how could the Gemara have a Havamina that it's only also if the show is Niskal, but not if the show is Nishchat? The Israel knows already Chal with the Gemara Din. So how the Shittas is not going to take off this Israel? It's a kind of nitziv. So fee the sheet of atay. It's spelled not like a beinatav. That right away with the gemar din, the shor is the shor nitzil becomes also bahanot. So ask the nitziv. Say, how do I understand the shakar tay in the gemar? Well, what it says. It says Asher Yisokel Baal Shanoki. I would have said it's mashal that only if Asher Yisokel is this an osu bahano, but if the show is nishkat, it's mutu bahano. So I need another pasuk of Eloi Ochlis Besara to tell me that even if the show is nishkat, it's also osu bahano. Of course, it's osu bahano. It became osu ready bahano by the Gemara Din. So if it was osu by the Gemara Din, so who cares what happens afterwards? It was nesu bahano already. I think the answer was pasuk. It's a chiddush to me that the Nesiv even asked the kasha. It's just pasuk. But that, according to the Gemara, is having meaning. That the pasuk means Asher Yisokel Vagam Ubal Asher Noki means that only if the show is Niskal does it become Asher Bahano. So then, what's the Siba Yisaris? What creates the Yisra Hano? The Skila. In the having Gemara, before we know that the Ochel is Besori. We thought the Pasuk is saying, I show you so called the Baal HaShanoki, that the Yisrael is only if the show is Niskal. So if I in that, in the world of that Havim, you know, the Yisrael know is only, would only be Chal with the Yisrael know would be Chal with the Skil, and not before. Of course it's that way. But now the Torah tells me, the Ochel is Besori, that even if the show is not Niskal, even if the show is Nishchat, it's also Bahano. So what's the Seichel? Is the Shechita Siba Yisaris? The fact that I shecht to the show, is that a reason to ask the show by Hano? That the skila should ask the show by Hano, that I could understand. The din of the show is a Sheminiskal, and part of the din of the show is a Sheminiskal, and it should become also by Hano. But now that Torah is Megala, that even if the show is not Niskal, even if I shecht to the show becomes also by Hano. So what's the schedule to say that the Shechita should cause it to be also by Hano? What is the Shechita? The Shechita is not a Siba Yisaris. Skila could be a Siba Yisaris, because Skila is part of the din of the Shor Niskal. The Torah prescribes for Shor Niskal a din of Skila, and the follow through after the Shor Niskal has its din done to it. So then there's an aftermath that Bala Shor Noki, that it becomes also Bahano. But here I'm not doing the din of the Shor Niskal. I'm shechting it. So what's the difference before Shechita and after Shechita? Why should it become also only after Shechita and not Kleven Shechita? So I think that's the pshat in Atosis, that Atosis holds. That it must be that the Torah is being megala by saying, Lo Yochel Es Besori, that even if you shech the Shor is also Bahano. The Torah is not telling me that Shechita is a Siba Yisaris. That doesn't make any sense. The Torah is telling me that the Gemar Din is a Siba Yisaris. That the Shor Niskal becomes also Miyad with the Gemar Din, and therefore it doesn't help to shecht it. In other words, the Havamina was what makes the Shor also the Skila. Therefore, if you bypass the skila, you chop right and you shecht it, so then you don't have a skila, so it doesn't become osir. Comes along the Torah and says, no, even if you shecht it, it doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? Because the Yisrael know is chalut the Gemara Din. That's presumably how, to say Atosis, that's how he read that Gemara. And therefore, the sheet of Atosis says that the posuk of Lo Yochel Es Besori, the posuk that says that if the Shor Niskal is osir, even Al Yedei Shechita, that posuk is telling me that it's the Gemara Din that's mechel the Yisrael Hano. So what about Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds not. Rabbeinu Tam holds it even after the pasuk of Lo Yochel Es Besori, even after I know that Shechita asked, even that the Shor Niskal is also not only Al Yedei Skila, but it's also even if you shecht it, but it's only also after you shecht it. It's not also before you shecht it. Isn't that a hard swear to understand? Why is the Shechita Siba Yisaris? The idea that it becomes also with the Gemara Din, that I understand. The Gemara Din, the Paschal, is a Shor Niskal. Part of the Din is that, part of the Psach, is that it's part of the Din of a Shor Niskal, is that it's also Bahano. That I understand, the logic. I understand the logic of the Gemara's Havamina, that only if it's Hashor Yisokal, it becomes also Bahano. Because when you do the, you know, like Chayfai Glerufa, after you have the Glerufa, so it's the Kovu Shom, so it becomes also Bahano. So after you do the skill of the Shor Niskal, so it becomes also Bahano. But what's the seichel to say that the Shor Niskal of the Gemara Din does not ask it? But if you shecht it, and it shecht it, or it died, it dropped dead, that's what Rabbeinu Tam didn't say, but if you shecht it, then it becomes also Bahano. So why should that be? Why should the Shechita be a reason to ask the Shor Niskal Bahano? So I think the Havana in Rabbeinu Tam, HaKochach is, Sachem's now we talked about this a little bit, just for the time being, b'kitzer. I think the havana of Rabbeinu Tam is that when you shecht the Shor Niskal, the pasuk is megala, that when you shecht the Shor Niskal, So in a sense, that's also a kiyum of the din of the shyness. Whereas ideally, you're supposed to be cycle of shyness. But you weren't cycle of shyness. Instead, you just checked it. So that a pasuk goes, hey, okay, so that's not the din of the shyness. The din of shyness is that shyness. And therefore, you don't get the bala shanati. So comes along and turns into gala. No, even if you shechted, you try to be a chacham, and you shechted the shyness. That's also called the shyness school. Had a din. Because the basic din of a shyness school is that it should be killed. Like by Mrs. Bailam, by a person, by Dal Mrs. Basin. The Gemara says that a person's chayav skill in basin. The Gemara says, what if the basin can't be cycled for some reason? He's running away. So the din is, you see, kill him wherever you can, so you shoot him while he's running away. Shaul trying to escape. That's also a kiyum of the, his din is to be killed. About ideally, it's supposed to be skill, straight for Herod. But the Gemara says that if you can't do it in one of the Dal Mrs., so you kill him, basically, chayav miso. So there's halachas, how the chayav is supposed to be, but if you can't do it the way it's supposed to be, so the chiyum is miskayim b'chol misa shato yochel argot. That's by Mrs. Adam. So al derech is over here. The Torah is megala that even though the Torah says ashoy yisakel, and that's the kiyum adin, and afterwards it becomes asav anot. But there's a gili in pasuk that lo yochel es besorei, that even if you shechted, that's also called that you were makayim the din of the shor niskel, and the aftermath of the din of the shor niskel is that bala shanoki the shor niskel becomes asav anot. I think that's the havana in Rav Enotam. Could be even an afkamina. I mentioned a second ago. It's not simply just negate to the anything that we're going to be dealing with today, but stop. Chorib could be an afkamina. What if the Shor HaNiskel just dropped dead from a heart attack? So would it be also by now, according to Rabbi Natan? I think it's a big welcome to say not. Because according to Rabbi Natan, where's the Sibai Seres? If you hold the Gemara Din Aser, so you had a Gemara Din, it's also. But according to Rabbi Natan, the Gemara Din doesn't Aser. So what Aser is the Mises Ashor. I don't think Stam, if the Shor dies, it becomes also Bano. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Stam, the fact that the Shor died makes it also Bano. The fact that you were Makayim, the Din of Ashor Yisokel, or even if not literally Ashor Yisokel, but you're Makayim, the Din Misa of the Shor, that's what makes it that Bala Shanoki, the Shor Niska, becomes also Bano. But what if the Shor just died of natural causes, and you weren't Makayim, the Din Misa of the Shor at all? Not even in through Shchito. So I think it's very mistabed that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it won't become also Bano. I don't have a riot to this, but to me it seems to be mistabed. But then attack won't be also bad enough.
If it just falls over, that's basically Shemayim, and it isn't.
I don't know. I mean, and if it dies up, it's Taurus. I mean, I don't think it's. I don't think we have those Musagim by Yeshua. Yeah.
Or do you think you say it's not from
the material
portion? Excuse me? It also just says material, like,
no, I'm just suggesting that I don't think it makes any sense to say that if it dropped dead, the dropping dead should make it also Bano. I think the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam, see, maybe going forward also rise to this, but for the time being, I think it's just a mistabel. The fear of Rabbeinu Tam, the way Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara, so the Havamina was you have to be Makayim the Din Skil. Also, I think that's what Rabbeinu Tam means, that it comes out of the Gemara. Where does it come out of the Gemara? His sheet says it says in that Gemara. So the sugya of Bala Shanoki, it says his shita that it's. So I think the pshat that what he means is because in the Havavin of Gemara that it's only if only Ali Day Skila is it also. So then that's for sure that it's that the Yisrael Noah is Chal because of the kiyum of the Gemara, because of the kiyum of the sentence. It's the execution of the sentence in the Havavin before we know that the Loyachlis Basari, when we thought it's only Ali Day Skila. So then it was for sure that it's the execution of the sentence that causes it to be also Bahano. So Rabbi Natan said, so why should I change afterwards? So now the pasuk is Megala, even Ali Dei Shechita. Even Ali Dei Shechita, but because that's also a kiyum of the execution. But Mechadeisin and Mechadish, that pasuk, but he's saying this pasuk is a new radical idea that it's also Ali Dei Gemar Din. But if it only said, I show you Sokol Vagam Bol of Yumas, I wouldn't say it's also Ali Dei Gemar Din. Then I would have said, it's the skill that makes it also. So now that I have another pasuk, Lo Yochlis Pesar, that I feel Ali Dei Shechita becomes also. Rabbeinu Tam said, okay, but how would the loyal Hayisafila? You can't say more than what it says. What it says is that after this, that just like in the Havamina, the Skila makes it also, so now the loyal Chalas Besori says that the Shechita makes it also. So our places would respond back to that, that doesn't make any sense. Shechita is not a Sibah Yisaris. It doesn't make sense for Shechita to make it also. If it's not the Skila that makes it also, it must be the Gemara Din. But I think Rabbeinu Tam's response to that would be no, because Shechita is also a Chivmis. Shechita is also a fulfillment of the Din, not in the best way. But nonetheless, it's a fulfillment of the Misa, and Rabbi Natan saw in that Gemara, certainly in the Havamina, but according to Rabbi Natan, that doesn't change the Maskana, that is the execution of the sentence that causes it to become also Bahano. That means, I think there's a Tesefes Havana here. This will be useful to us later on, so maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. But I think this is, we could add a Tesefes Havana that according to Rabbi Natan, and maybe even according to the Chalkman Rabbi Natan, but according to Rabbi Natan for sure, the Isra Hano is part of the sentence. Why is it that the skilo or the shechita, the misas hashor, creates the isra hanah? Why is that? What makes the isra hanah? The skilo makes the isra hanah, or the shechita makes the isra hanah, the killing of the shor niskel makes the isra hanah. Why? It was shor niskel already by Adin. So what's the seichel that the execution makes the isra hanah? Chayim is not osir b'hanah, but when you execute the shor, it becomes osir b'hanah. So I want to suggest, we'll see later on why I want to suggest this, but I want to suggest a few minutes of time that the Havana perhaps is that that's part of the sentence. Based in sentences, the sentence is that Ashur Yisokel and the Baal Ashur should be Noki. That's part of the sentence. The Ashur killed somebody and the Baal Ashur is full. So based in passes a sentence, what's the sentence? First of all, Ashur Yisokel. Have to kill the shor. And number two, the Balaam should have no hanah from the shor. So Baal HaShor Noki. So says it at the time. So only after we're Mekayim HaShor Yisokel, which is the first part of the sentence, so then we're also Mekayim with Baal HaShor Noki. Or even Alidei Shechita, that's also called HaShor Yisokel in a certain sense. At least we killed the shor. And then it's a Baal HaShor Noki. But if we haven't gotten around yet to the HaShor Yisokel, then the second part of the sentence for sure doesn't get carried out. We carry out the sentence in order, HaShor Yisokel. And then the second part of the sentence is a Baal HaShor Noki. What is Rashi holding this machlekes? It's the Yisir Mechayim is Yisir Lachamisa. But in Talmud, this is Lachamisa. It's only Lachamisa. Our Tosis holds this is Mechayim. Listen, basically, what about Rashi? That's a Bafurish. It's interesting. Tosis in Baba Kama and Daf Amemhei, by the Sugi of Mocher and Mocher, Tosis says that Rashi Shita is that it's Nesa Mechayim. That the shor is that they have mocha in a mocha because it's also banah, it's already also banah with the gvadin. It's not mafin. Rashi doesn't say Rashi lufaneinu the Rambam Kama. It doesn't say. Mocha in a mocha. Rashi says. Says Taisus Pirsh Bekuntris that it's Eine Mocher Umishenig Medina Eine Mocher the Osir Bahana. So Taisus ascribes to Rabbein Atam that with the Gemara Din already is Osir Bahana, and Taisus it doesn't really say in Rashi. What it says in Rashi is that Mocher Eine Mocher Kazeine Bishusa. So Taisus is assuming the reason why it's Eine Bishusa. Maybe it sounds like a good assumption, maybe. But the reason why Rashi says that it's Eine Bishusa. It's because it's also banah. It's the isranah that makes it ain't a bishusa. That's the mocker for the ksois. The ksois saw in this rashi that isur hanah are his, but they ain't a bishusa. He quotes this rashi. The shor niskel is ain't a mocker because it's ain't a bishusa. Why not because it's ain't a shalai? Because isur hanah taka shalai, but they're not bishusa. But there's a dik in the rashi, faket, and this rashi will come back to maybe, I don't know if it's some of you, but there's a dik in the rashi later in Baba Kama and Sadek Aleph. I don't mind the claimers. I'll tell you now. There's a Rashi towards the top of the Omud. Tzadik Aleph and Aleph and Baba Kama. The Dibur Maskel is Umeshani mi Ridayo. The Gemara, the Sugya is not so. We don't have to dwell on the problem of the Sugya over there. Basically, the case over there was you had a Shor Niskel. It was Nigma Dino the Skilo. What happened to be the Shor Niskel was busy that day, and besides killing somebody, it also caused damage. And after we were going with the din of the Shor Niskel the Skilo. Then the basin had said, one second, you know, the Shor Niskel, it also, you know, messed up somebody's rose garden or something. We'd like to be done for the Dini Mominus also. So the Gemara says we don't. Once we're done the Dini Nefoshus of the Shor, we don't turn around and Dini Mominus. So that's a complicated sugya there, but Gemara says the reason why is because it's talking about a case. I mean, why not? Let's get down to dini mamonos. You know, maybe the Baalim have to pay. Let's reconvene and have a dintara on the dini mamonos. So the Gemara says because it's talking about a case where the Baalim aren't here, they didn't leave any property. The only property is the Shor Niskel itself. Therefore, even if we be down the dini mamonos, we'd have to collect from the Shor Niskel itself, and that already we don't convene to do. You know, the Baalim are gone. They didn't leave any property. There's no bank accounts, no assets. The only asset the Baalim left was the Shor Niskel. So the Gemara says, once we're down the Shor Niskel of Skilo, we don't turn around and down Dini Mominus that maybe we should, from the Shaar Niskel itself, we should, you know, rent it out to do some plowing work, and thereby to pay the dinim mamas. We don't do that. It doesn't say so much perish in Gemara. Why not? So Rashi says because we're not ma'anis hadin. Once we pass from the Shaar Niskel, it's the skila, so we have to hurry up and recycle it. We don't do ini hadin. So chiddush by Shaar is ini hadin. Takum chlek is around the Rav, but how to learn this Gemara? The Rav disagrees with the whole concept. But Rashi says there's ini hadin by Shaar Niskel too. It's a little hard to understand. I also thought ini hadin is because, you know, the guy's going to sit on death row and he's, you know, going to be, you know, we don't torture him by letting him sit on death row for a long time. Once we pass him the din, we carry it out right away. I don't think by Shaar Niskel that's shy. The Shaar Niskel is going to be fadaiget, like it's going to skilu the next day. I don't know, maybe it's the bottom. Maybe, I guess Rashi also, ini hadin has nothing to do with that. Ini hadin just means we don't delay the din for no reason. Akaponim, it says in that, says Rashi, that once we're down the din in the fashas, so we don't dan again dini mamaris to rent out the shor l'ridaya, because we don't want to delay the execution. So if we would rent out the shor to do some plowing work to pay off the debts from the dini mamaris, we would have to delay the execution, and we don't want to delay the execution because we're not honest, and therefore we're not dan the dini mamaris. That's what it says in that Rashi. The Gemara itself comes, it's not mafush, but that's how Rashi learned the Gemara. No, so I now ask you, no, is this, what is Rashi? Is the shor niskel nesam mechayim roli lachem isa? When does the Shaar Niskel come also by Anah? Lachamisa. Because if the Shaar Niskel is also miyad with the Gemara Din, so what does Rashi have to say? You know why we can't rent it out for plowing? Because it's going to be, we're going to be ma'anah the din, we're in a hurry to carry out the sentence. How could we rent it out for plowing? The Shaar Niskel is also by Anah. Ein lecha Anah gdoyle mizul. So it's mukhach in this Rashi. The Rashi holds the Isser of like Rav Einatar, that the Isser Shaar Niskel is only Lachem Isa. That's a psiyati of this Rashi. Rabbi comments out of Kala, that it's, from this Rashi would seem, it's not like Tosis Menahei says B'Shem Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Shaar Niskel is Nesem Michayim. But the Chorin Rashi in Tzadik Aleph, it's Mufurish, and he also came in time, the Shaar Niskel is not also Mano Michayim, it's only also Mano Lachem Isa. Well, what is one thing or the other? Because we don't want to be ma'anah, didn't therefore it's also ba'anah. But what did Rashi have to say it for? Rashi, you should have said because it's also ba'anah. Oh, if it would be the Gemara talking, maybe we could say something. The Gemara doesn't say anything about any idea. I don't think so, anyway. Yeah, there's no word in the Gemara about any idea. The Gemara just says that once you have the nefashos, we can't do the dini mamaris because the bialim were borach and it's only the ridaya, and we already passed the chiyuv skila. So the pasuk shat in Gemara is because also banah. And the fact that Rashi bends over backwards not to learn the way he says pasuk ni adin, it's pretty clear in that Rashi. The Rashi holds this, that the isra is not mechayim. That the isra is not mechayim. The isra is only lachem isra. Yeah.
Is the isra not just the bialim or to everyone?
Everyone. It's not to everyone. Right? So now, Tosis asks in several places, in all these Tosis in Baba Kama and Hey and Sanhedrin and Dapay and Zvokha Mayan Aleph, all of these Tosis talk about this issue. So they all ask on Rabbeinu Tam from the Gemara Baba Kama and Hey, where the Gemara says that Mishen Nigmar Dino Imochre and Imochre the Gedisha Enei Kodesh. If you learn that the Shaar Niskel is Osir Banah Miyad, so I understand. Once it's Osir Banah, you can't sell it, you can't practice it. You can choose your take your pick. But now we understand that once something is Osir Banah, you can't sell it. That's the Gemara by Chometz. The Gemara says that after Pesach comes in and the Chometz is Osir Banah, you can't be Mafkir anymore. Because it's so you can't be Mafkir. Yeah, so that goes into yesterday's discussion the day before. You know, is it because it's Ene B'Shusla? Is it because it's Ene Shaloi? But that doesn't have to, we don't have to get into that right now. But that's a Vada Dova Poshuk. That once the Shaar Niskel becomes also Bano, a Vada, you can't sell it. And a Vada, you can't be Makdash. The same as Chometz. You can't sell Chometz. You can't be Makdash Chometz. You can't be Makdash Chometz. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shaar Niskel Mechaim is not also Bano. It's only also Bano Lach HaMisa. So why can't you sell it and why can't you be Makdash? Meanwhile, it should be Hekdash Hekdash and Mokhre Mokhre. That's Tosis Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosis has two answers. Taisis themselves, I guess, in Baba Kama, Ramhei, the Kitzer, and more Barichus in the other two Taisis, in the long Taisis, in Sanhedrin and Mizvachim, Taisis answers that Mocher Eini Mocher, because really the Sharnes Levada is Mutabana. But it can't be matter of the din. We have to right away be Soikul Lashar. And since we right away have to be Soikul Lashar, so therefore it's Eini Mocher. Well, but Sosim Taisis is what he means. But it's in Taisis and Baba Kama, it's very Sosim, but in the long Taisis, and it's a little bit more of a word, I mean, that if he would take a sell it, just Lirkov all over the base Eskilo, so something that doesn't contradict our being in a hurry to be cycled, so that would be a good Mechir. That's why Agamar says, Yeshnim Mechir. That would be a good Mechir. Because fundamentally it's Mutabana. I have to be cycled right away. So but you could rent it, you could sell it for somebody to ride to the base Eskilo. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara that says Mocher Eina Mocher is talking about where you tried to sell it to Liri Dayo. And that's Eina Mocher, because since you have to be soikul it right away, so L'chor the Pshat doesn't say these words, but L'chor it means like a Mekach Tos. I'm selling L'chor Nisgul that somebody should use it. Now they're not allowed to use it. They have to be married to the base of Skilur. So Mimele, it's Eina Mocher. That's the first Mahalach in the first Teresim Taisis. The reason why it's Eina Mocher really is Mutabahano, and theoretically you could sell it, and in fact you could sell it if you sell it only to ride to the base of Skilur. Which is another seer, maybe for some reason based on when it's awesome in the schema. So we know, based on strike, we know they're not going to recycle it for another week, so they could sell it for somebody to use for a week. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about where Basin's about to recycle it, and you want to sell it to Liridaya, and that's why it's Eina Mocher. That's one Mahalach from Tosis. I mentioned the other day, I don't have a parish for this, so I'm going to have to think about Dina Hekdesh. Why is it Eina Kodesh? Yikdisha Eina Kodesh. If in fact you could sell it, Lirkovolo, the base of schema, so it has a certain Shavis, so if you So if you makdash it, there you don't have concepts of mekach tor. So if you makdash it, the hekdash should be chav. The Gemara says hekdisha ene kodesh. Fundamentally, it's mutabana. You really could sell it. Lirkov all over the base of skill, you could sell it. So why can't there be makdash the shor nisgul and the hekdash should be chav? It has shavius. I have to be careful not to sell it. Not to sell it by the Brooklyn Bridge. I have to be careful to sell it only for what's feasible. But the Gemara said it has shavius, and the shavius belongs to me. So if I makdash it, it should be kodesh. Moreshech, if I makdash it for berek abayis, and now berek abayis, I'll sell it to somebody. Lirkov all over the base of skill. So it should be hekdesh lebedek abayis, and if it was makdesh lemizbeach, then it should become mamish kodesh lemizbeach, and then I don't even know if you could recycle it from stomach. That would be mef. I don't know what happened then, but that's not clear to me at all. Why you can't be makdesh? I don't know. That needs a hesber a little bit. But Akoponim, that's one mahalach in Taisis, and then Taisis says another mahalach that the reason why you can't sell it and the reason why you can't be makdesh it. Taisis says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam himself. That the reason why it's mocher and a mocher, v'kdisha and a hekdash, even though it's mutar b'ano, so Taisus calls b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. That what? Anybody know? Ein lebayim. And the Tam said, "It's ein, you can't sell it. Hagam is mutar b'ano, but you can't sell it because once it's a gemar din, it's ein lebayim." Why? Why is it ein lebayim? It's mutabano, so why is it only bio? What's Pshat in a minute time? Granted, Taisus is, and this Nakuda Taisus is not like a minute time. Taisus and Hedrin, Taisus is welcome. Hagam, fundamentally, they're on a minute time side. They like their minute time, that the Sharnistah is only also Achamisa, not Mechayim. They have a riot from Agamor, that you see it's Yeshna and Mechir. But this extra Knesset to minute time added, that the reason why it's Ein Mocho is because it has no Bailim, Taisus, there's Chayuk in that minute time. He said, if it has no Bailim, then how can Agamor say that it's Yeshna? How can Agamor imply that it's Yeshna and Mechir? Has no bail, and how can be yeshiva mechira? We'll come back to that. But Rabbeinu Tam says, "Lemaisa." Rabbeinu Tam says it's ein lebail. Taisus don't like that. But Rabbeinu Tam himself, Taisus is b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. It's ein lebail. Why is it ein lebail? What's the seichel? What's the havon in Rabbeinu Tam? Any suggestions? Again, what do we have so far in the shittas? Just the shittas. We have shittas. At Taisus holds that sharniskel is also b'ano. So then I understand poshut why it's ein mocher in a hektish. Taisus, or Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, to which Taisus in Pesachim, Taisus in Zvachim agrees, is that Ashar Niskel, so now Rashi also agrees, that Ashar Niskel is Mutter Mechayim. It's only also Lachem Yisrael. So the Shal is, why is it Mocha in a Mocha? The Mar says Mocha in a Mocha. So Taisus' answer is that it is really, you could sell it, but not for, but it's a Mekach Tos. Because the person's going to kill it, so it's a Mekach Tos. Unless he sold it explicitly, Lirkov Olav L'Beis HaSkin. But Rabbeinu Tam is another text. The reason why Macha in a Macha, Bekdisha in a Hakhek Kaddish, is because even though it's Mutter Bahno, but he's no longer a Baal. Once it's a Gmaidin, he's no longer a Baal. Why not? Why isn't he a Baal? And again, Tosfos don't like this. This is already for Tosfos, even though Tosfos is masking for a bit of time in general, but this Nekuda in a bit of time Tosfos doesn't like. But a bit of time did say it. Ain't no Baal. What's the Seichel in a bit of time? What's the Pashat of Shat in a bit of time? What? He's mafkid. The chol of Shana ben Tam is that he's mafkid, like the Gemara says in Krisus. The Gemara Taki says beferish in Krisus. That if it's, that Shoyanisk once the Gemara says in Krisus Shoyaniskel Shehuzlam. That if you have a Shoyaniskel, and then it turned out that it's all a mistake, the Edom were Edom Zaymimim. So the Gemara said nonetheless, Kol Hakodim Zoch, anybody could take it because the Baalim were mafkid. I mentioned the other day the Nesiva says doesn't literally mean hefker because. It's not Hefka has to be prepared. There it wasn't prepared. So it means Yush. The Baalim were Messiahish. Yeah, Rabbi Kveger over there in the Gilead of Shas is Messiah and Yushalmi. The Fair is that way that it means Yush. Okay, fine. What's for our purposes, what's the it's Hefka Yush? But it says it in the Gemara says that by Yashor and Iskol, besides the Isra'anah there, besides the Isra'anah, you know, whether which is this Machaikas Yashonim, besides the Isra'anah, that Isra'anah that you don't have, because the Edom were Huzam. So the Isra'anah goes away. But the Gemara doesn't help that Yisrael, but even though the Yisrael goes away, but what remains behind is the Baal Mishayish. So the Chayyur, that's the Pshat, that's the Pshat of Pshat in Reveinu Tam. Reveinu Tam says, as soon as there's a Gemara Din, and the Baal knows that the Shor Niskel is going to go to the base of Skila, so the Yisrael doesn't happen yet. But the Gemara says the Baal already Mishayish, because, you know, based on put the Shor in handcuffs, they're about to take it away to the base of Skila, so the Baal are Mishayish. So it's Eilei Baal. That's why Mochrein and Mochrein Vikti Shein Hekish. The Chayyur, that's the Pshat of Pshat in Reveinu Tam. And it's such a posture of Shana Rebbeinu Tam that the emes we have to understand. So why does Tosfos not like this Rebbeinu Tam? Tosfos argues in Rebbeinu Tam. He says, no, it doesn't stem with Hagemara, which we'll talk about. And Hagemara implies that it's Yeshlam and Mechira. If there's no Baalim, how could it be Yeshlam and Mechira? What do you mean? Rebbeinu Tam's Gemara is a Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol HaKadim Zoch, because the Baalim were Mafkir, or the Baalim were Nisayash. So how could this be a Machlekes between Rebbeinu Tam and Tosfos? I think you have to say one of two things. One fancier thing, maybe, and then maybe say more simple. Maybe you could say fancy that since over there is not really Hefker Bepet, it's only Yush, like as the Nesiva says in Reish Ayin Hey. It's really only a Yush. So, is really only a Yush, so we know the Shita, the Tzais, and the Nesivis, the Tzais there in Siman Reish Vav, and the Nesivis in there in Reish Ayin Hay, and many other places, the Shita, the Tzais, and the Nesivis, is that Yush is not Yotzei Mishus HaBaal until somebody takes it. You're allowed to take it, that's the din of Yush, anybody could take it. The Baalim lose their schusim that they could prevent anybody from taking it. But it still belongs to the Baalim until it comes into somebody else's possession. It's not like Hefker. Hefker is Yotzei Mishus HaBaalim Yad. And Yush is not Yotzei Mishus HaBaalim. Yush still belongs to the Baalim. But Kol HaKadim Zocha. So maybe Pshat and Tosfos is, Tosfos holds, Tosfos knows that there's Yush. A lot of the Gemara says in Chavkin Krisus that there's Yush. But Tosfos holds, but it's only Yush, not Hefker. And Yush is not Yotzei Mishus HaBaalim. So the Gemara in Krisus Taka says, Kol HaKadim Zocha, anybody can take it. But meanwhile, who does it belong to still? Belongs to the Baalim, so why is it so? Why is it Mochrein and Mochrein Vekdishen and Vekdishen Vekdishen and Kodesh? If it still belongs to the Baalim, so meanwhile the Baalim could sell it and the Baalim could be Makdashin. So maybe that's why Rebbeinu Tam is not. Maybe that's why Tosfos is Chaylik and Rebbeinu Tam. That's one possibility. Or we could say maybe more Poshut. The Gemara in Krisus doesn't say that it was by that was spoken by Gemara Din. The Lashon of the Gemara in Krisus is Sharon Nisal Shehus Moeif. So Kol HaKodim Zocha. So maybe he's talking about after Skila. Maybe in Chayim, maybe that Gemara is talking about where there was Shoykel Shor Niskel, and then the Kuliyam of Shor Niskel became also Bano, and then the Baalim and Mishayish, and then the Edom of Huzum. So now you have this dead Shor Niskel, and so says the Gemara, Kol HaKadim Zocha. Maybe it means in the carcass of the Shor Niskel. Yeah, well, it's copy of the Baalim. The Baalim, they were Shoykel Shor Niskel. It's a big loss for the Baalim. Now Edom come and they're Mazin, the Edom Rishonim. So really, by rights, the Baalim should be able to take their. Should be able to take the Shor Niskel. They should be able to take the Shor, and the Edom Zayim will have to pay him for the loss, and he'll get to, but the carcass he'll be able to keep. And it's time to be able to keep the carcass. Says the Gemara, nobody was Mishayis, the Kolok Kaidim Zohar. Maybe that's the pshat. And maybe maybe Rabbi Natan held differently. Rabbi Natan learned that Gemara differently. Maybe that's the posture to answer. That Rabbi Natan and Tosis will be arguing about how to understand pshat and Gemara increases. Rabbi Natan understood the Gemara increases that the Bailam and Mishayis right away by the Gemara din. After all, the thing is hopeless, so they're Mishayis right away. Even though it's not yet also Bahanoah, but the Bailam are right away Mishayis. And Tosis, who are Chalak and Rabbi Natan, they understood pshat and Gemara increases that the Bailam are only Mishayis by the Lachar Haskil, but not Mechayim. Right, but still, meanwhile, they were cycling, but he always had the hope that he'll be able to... What? Yeah, but he always knew he always knew that the Eidus is false. The Gemara over there says that if the Bailam knows that the Eidus is false, then he's not Mafkir. Okay, so then, so what? He wasn't Mishayish, then he wasn't the eyes from the Shoah. He felt every minute. He felt that Edom were going to come in Mass. And first of all, he thinks they're going to save the Shoah. They won't be cycled. And even after the cycle, so he feels he'll get paid for the Shoah. And the carcass will be able to keep, like he knows the whole time that the whole thing is a Kafkaesque farce. And therefore, he's not Mishayish. Okay, maybe that's the posh of the posh of the Havon in this machlokes. They're arguing about how to understand that Gemara.
So maybe along those lines, maybe Tosfos is not going to be the answer, but it's difficult to say that at the same time the guy is trying to sell it or trying to mock the shit, he's also mafkir.
I mean, you see, this guy was trying to sell it, so maybe like you see, he's not being mafkir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I say? No, yeah. Maybe like that. I think it's more posh just to say that Tosfos held. Not yeah, they figured off they'll sell it to some supper. I think it's a dochuk to say that. Generally speaking, they are Mishayish, but if this guy we see that he was Mechirid, so like it's a Gili Milsa, he wasn't Mishayish. That already Tosfos would maybe speak out. The Poshet, I think it's more simpler would be to say that Tosfos held, there's no such Gemara. The Gemara increases doesn't say that the Bailam are Mishayish Mechayim. The Gemara increases says the Bailam are Mishayish. Yeah, the Mishayish becomes also Bahano, but not Mechayim. And Rabbi Natan, presumably, just at the bottom of his eyes right away. So therefore, it's aim le bottom. So if he turns around and mochi and he wants to sell it or he wants to be makdashit, it's too late because they were ready to eyes. Okay, so now let's come back to Tosfos by us. The Tosfos Be'ah says that he has a raya against Rabbi Natan. Tosfos Be'ah says that he has a raya to Rabbi Natan. Well, he starts with just as he has a table. Tosfos starts with the Hanokha. Tosfos assumes the Shanisko is also Mechayim, not like Rabbi Natan. Says Tosfos, Tema has a kasha. It says in Agamara that there's a chiyuv that if you teveach a shor niskol, so there's a chiyuv dal v'hei, and we know Reish Lakish says in Meruba that there's an equation between tvicha and mechira, and a kol sheyeshne b'tvicha sheyeshne mechira, kol sheyeshne mechira sheyeshne b'tvicha. So if there's a chiyuv tvicha by shor niskol, there must be a chiyuv mechira by shor niskol. How could you have a chiyuv mechira by a shor niskol? The shor niskol is the osu ba'ano. That's the answer. He sold it to a guy. And then after Tosfos, and if you read it, I don't know, then it's Talmud, like that's the Tosfos and elsewhere. But our Tosfos answers that he sold it to a guy. Interesting is that the Tosfos and all those long Tosfos, they don't suggest this, that he sold it to a guy. They just say it's a writer of Inatam. Our little Tosfos, but he has this new thing, that maybe he sold it to a guy. The case is that he sold it to a guy. So, let's start with this, maybe this a smaller art. If in fact the Shor HaNiskel is also Bahanoah, as Tosfos over here holds, and Tosfos holds that since it's also Bahanoah, you can't sell it. So then, and why can't you sell it if it's also Bahanoah? Either because Ena Shalot or because Ena Mishusai, one of the above. So what does it help that he sold it to a guy? The Ma'aseh, it's not his to sell. Elamai, the guy took possession of it on his own. So why is, how's that called? Is that called a mechira? What the Ghana did is nothing. The Ghana, he's not a bailin. He's a shaloi. He's a mishusa. He doesn't have any bailins over here. So elamai, but for the guy he's mutabana. Fine. So the guy took it on his own. Is that altogether called a mechira? Successor. So ever since. I think we have this a bigger problem here, but just if you learn that it's a chisaron of Eina Shaloi, this is a bigger, a more difficult question. If it's a chisaron of Eina Bishusai, so then it could be that it's not such a kash, because the Achayim have a Yusai. Shagasai has this Yusai somewhere, I don't remember where. That even though you can't sell something without your Rishus, but you could sell it. We should look at what I said. But you could sell it to the person in whose Rishus it is. You know, like this. The Gemara says that Ganav l'nisyashu abaylam shnei men yichelim lakishoy zelufi sheinu shloim zelufi sheinu b'shusoy. Famous Gemara Bechah, that you can't sell something that's not in your rishus. Can't sell something that's not in your rishus. So if I have property and it was stolen away from me, so I can't sell it. I can't be matlish it. I can't sell it because it's not in my rishus. So the Chayim asks him in the Gemara Kiddushin, where has a case where a man stole, let's say, a ring from a girl. And then, no, the girl, what's the case over there? The girl stole the ring from the boy. And then, so now the boy ring is sitting by the girl, stolen property. And he's Makadashah with that ring. So come on, Kiddushin. And it's a Shalom, what does she mean? That's in the Gemara, that's the case in the Gemara. So the Achayim asks, how could he be Makadashah? Saying Bishusa. The ring's not in his Bishusa, it was stolen. So how can it, you can't sell it, you can't use it for Kiddushin. So from that Gemara, they want to say inside that even though the nignaf, the bailam, can't sell something that was stolen from him, but he could sell it to the ganav. Because the pshat is, why can't he sell it ordinarily? Because the ain't a rishusai. But here he's selling it to the person in whose rishus it is. So the kaina provides the rishus, like the kaina provides the shlita. Normally, I can only sell something that's in my shlita. It's in my rishus. If it's ain't a rishusai, it's not in my shlita. I can't sell it. How can I sell it? I don't even have control over it. But if you have control over it, then I could sell it to you, because then the lekeach provides, like a pshatasach has machnes, sort of like that. The lekeach, what the machnes is missing, the lekeach provides. So maybe we could say such a thing over here, that so when you're selling it to a guy, the guy will be in his rishus. His rishus, it will go, because the guy doesn't have the problem of Israel. So even though it's not in the rishus of the machne, but it will be in the rishus of the koine, so maybe that's not a chisaron of any rishus. No, yesh lefalp of adavar. I'm just telling you, you should know this shagasari. But the truth is, there's a bigger problem here. There's a bigger problem. And this I think we mentioned the other day. The whole Taisus to have on. What's the problem here altogether? So it's also b'ano. Taisus asks, it's also b'ano. How could you sell it? It's also b'ano. Taisus is asking the kasha only because of Reish Lakish. The whole kasha is only in Reish Lakish. It says in this brisa that you can, that there's a chiyuv valid behavior for being teveach hashar nischol, and Reish Lakish holds that kol sheyeshne betvicha yeshne the mechira kol sheyeshne mechira yeshne betvicha. It's machlokes and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that you can only that tvicha mechira tolis ever zeh. So if it says in the brisa that you can have a chiyuv tvicha by a shar nischol, it must be you can have mechira by a shar nischol. So Taisus asks that Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, well, how are you going to explain that? Sharnisko is also b'hano. How can you be moich for something that's also b'hano? That's Taisus Kasha. I'm just paraphrasing Taisus Kasha. So how is the Pella? Reish Lakish is Shita. What's the Pella? Why did I mention this other day? Anybody remember?
Reish Lakish says that you're chayv for Shina B'chet.
Shina B'chet. Reish Lakish in Baba Kama, Samaches, Machlekes, also happens to be Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish. What's the nature of the Chiyuv Mechira? Reish Lakish holds, there's one madam up there in the Gemara. There's really three opinions in the Gemara. There's one opinion in the Gemara that the chiyuv of mechira, that's mechayev dalad v'hei, is only if it was la'acha yish, because that's when the mechira is able to go through with yish and shini rishus. The ganav is not kainet with yish. With yish and shini rishus, the ganav is kainet. So the chiyuv mechira that the Torah is talking about, this mechayev dalad v'hei, has to be a mechira that's effective. So manush, so when is the mechira effective? Kainem yish, the mechira is not chal. So it's like a hani meisuf. So the mechira, the Torah, when it says that that tvocha mechara, it's talking dafka about a mechira la'acha yish, and then the mechira is able to be effective. Then there's another opinion in Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who says, no, it's Ben Kleidim Yish Ben La'ach Yish. It makes no difference. You move here even before Yish. And then there's a third opinion, which is Reish Lakish, that it's only Kleidim Yish. Because La'ach Yish, the Ganav is Kleidim even before he gets to the Mechira, because Yish Kedikoni. Yish alone is Kleidim. So it's not belongs to the Ganav. So then if he's just selling his own thing, so that's about that Mechayev and Da'alveh. So the whole Chiyuv is only according to Reish Lakish, the whole case of Tavach of Mechira is where he sold it Kleidim Yish. And Kleidim Yish, the Mechira is not Chal. So the Gemara says, why is it chayv? The mechir is not even effective. So the Gemara says, the mechir is not chal, it's not effective. He's not really mishtarish bechet. That means he doesn't really make the gneva any worse because he's not really mitzid from the possession of the bialim. It's the same thing that it was before. Before, when you stole it from the bialim, it remained the bialim's. It just ain't a b'shusoy. So now, after you sell it, it's the same thing. It still remains the bialim. It just ain't a b'shusoy. So why are you chayv dal behe? Says the Gemara, because of shona bechet. He's just doing the same thing again, putting it into somebody else's rishus. So it says before in that Gemara that according to Reish Lakish, the mechir is not effective anyway, and it doesn't matter. He's chayev for going through the motions of the mechir and taking it from point A and putting it into point B, and that's what's mechayev in dalad behe if it's b'derech mechir. So what does Tesis want over here? So it's also b'hano. So it's also b'hano. The mechir is not chal either because it's ainu shaloi or because it's ainu b'shusoi. So what? The chayev and the mechir anyway is not going to be ainu shaloi, ainu b'shusoi. It's not his anyway. He's a gan of koydim yush. So what is it meisif that it's also banon and it's ainu shaloi? It's anyway ainu shaloi, and it's not going to become shaloi al yedei the mechira. The mechira is anyway a fictitious mechira, and nonetheless, ahochi chayev rechmono. The Torah is mechayev for that fictitious mechira of making believe that you're selling it to the lekeach and passing it from the house of the ganav to the house of the lekeach. So what's Taisus kasha that it's also banon? What did Taisus see in this gemara altogether? The whole Taisus. Three Taisus, and they make such a big tzimis out of this Gemara that in this Gemara, Sarai for a minute time, you see that even though it's also Hano, you can still sell it. If you also Hano, you wouldn't be able to sell it. It's a rider a minute time. Taisus, all those other Taisus, and say, our Taisus, no, you have an ace, you can sell it to a guy. What are they talking about? We're going and shoot the Reish Lakish, and shoot the Reish Lakish, you're altogether not selling it. I think the answer is that in a chenami, a valid mechir is not a valid mechir. Nothing to talk about. But it has to be shana bechet. What does it mean, shana bechet? What does Taka mean, shana bechet? What's the shana bechet? Because he moved it from point A to point B. So if the guy moved it from his living room to his dining room, he also be chayef because it was shana bechet. We put it in the public. He put it in the town square. He's shana bechet. He moved it out of his house to some other point. Even the shana bechet has to have gdarm. The gdarm of shana bechet, I think, places holds is that the ganav is taking it from his rishos after the gneiv is rishos a ganav. That's that gemara. Rabbi Yechon. The gneiv is in the rishos of the ganav. The ganav has something. The gneiv, namely, that is in his rishos. That gives him certain dinim, primarily that he could be minea from the bialim to sell it, because now it's in the ganav's rishus. He has chiyuvim that result from that, but it's in the rishus of the ganav. The chiyuv mechira is for shana bechet. What's the shana bechet? The ganav took it out of his rishus and he put it into the rishus of the lekeach, and that's the shana bechet. The going from the rishus of ganav, this ganav, and now going to the rishus of some other ganav. I mean, the other guy may be an unwitting ganav, but in effect, the other guy's also ganav, but he's ganav B. So the taking it from the Rishus of Ganav A and putting it into the Rishus of Ganav B, that's like a reiteration of the Chet. That's called Shana B'Chet. Because now it's going into, out of the Rishus of the Ganav, it's going into the Rishus of somebody else. But that presupposes that it's going into the Rishus of Ganav. Ask Taisus, Yisuri Hanoh. Yisuri Hanoh are not in anybody's Rishus. That's the side of the Tais. Yisuri Hanoh are not in your Rishus. Even if you're like the Rashi, Yisuri Hanoh are in a Shaloi, the Rashba also agrees that it's certainly not b'shusa. The Rashba is even more. That Yisur HaNoah and Mufka from Momenis altogether. You can't be a Bailam and Yisur HaNoah altogether. And that we saw as a Machaikas. Maybe you could be a Bailam. Tzais at least holds that you could be a Bailam and Yisur HaNoah. It's only any b'shusa. But that's for sure that Yisur HaNoah not in your Shus. Because to be in your Shus means you have shlita over it. And if it's also b'hanoah, then it's any b'shusa. That's the more by Chometz. It's any b'shusa. Yeah, maybe there means also any shalai. But besides being any shalai, it's any b'shusa. That's the Havana, but even according to the Rashba, that's the Havana by the Gemara by Chometz. The Rashba is you're not even a Bailam on Yisuri HaNoah. But by chometz, also a kosev kilu hei b'shusay. By chometz, in order to lavro l'bal yirah b'al yimotzei, the Torah said you are a bailim. So why can't you be mafkir? So whatever the Torah gave you, be mafkir. Says the Gemara, no, because ain't a b'shusay. Even the Rashi agrees that there's an extra concept that isurei anon are not in your b'shusay, not in your shlita. And maybe you can't be, and that prevents you from being able to be mafkir. And whose b'shusay are they ordinarily? In the b'shusay of the ganav, by a gneva. But here it's not in the b'shusay of the ganav either, because it's also b'anot, isurei anon. It's also b'anot to the ganav too. It's going to be also b'anot to the lekeach also. So if it means it's not in their, it's not even in their shlita. So that's Tosis Kasha. In order to be chayav, yes, it's only Shana Bechet, but in order to be Shana Bechet, you have to put it into the Rishus of the Lekeach, and Isuri Ano are not going to be in the Rishus of the Lekeach. So that's altogether nothing. Then it really just means that you move between your living room into your dining room. What's the difference? It happens if you're sitting in the other guy's house. But it's not really in his house, it's not really in his shlita either in any kind of halachic sense, because it's Isuri Ano. Isuri Ano, by definition, are Enoi B'shusa. Even Chometz is in my house. It's called Enoi B'shusa. I can't be mafkrit because it's also Ba'ano. So I put it into the house of the Lekeach, but it's not really in his house, because it's not in his Rishus. So even by Reish Lakish's definition of Shana Bechet, that's not called the Mechira. That's Tosis Kasha. Says Tosis, either it's a right to Rabbeinu Tam, that is Hakanat also Ba'ano Mechayim, or Tosis has an Eis, you gave it to a guy. Now I understand the Eis. My question was, so you gave it to a guy, but if the guy took it on his own, you couldn't really sell it to the guy. Harry says, we're not looking for you to sell it to the guy. We're going to Reish Lakish anyway. According to Reish Lakish, anyway, not a Mechira. It's just a putting it into somebody else's Rishus. But the Taisa's question in the first place was, how can I put it into the Rishus of the Lekeach? The Lekeach, it's not really in his Rishus. It's not going to be in his house. Because technically, it's any Rishusot. Even for the Lekeach. So in what sense was I Shana Bechet? I didn't put it into the Rishus Lekeach altogether. So that's not called a Mechira. Taisa says, no, you take the Shana, put it in the house of a guy. In the guy's house, when you put it in the house of a guy, it will be in his rishus, because to him it's not also b'hano. So that's called a valid mechira. It's anyway not, because we're going to Reish Lakish. It's anyway not a valid mechira. It's koyde miyush. You're anyway not a bialim to be mechirat. We're not looking for that. But we are looking for it. At least it should be shana b'chet. You have to put it into the rishus of a person into whose rishus we can say it's actually going. So you put it into the rishus of, you know, say Yisrael. So it's not really in his rishus. And so Taisa says, no, I have Asa, put it in the Shus of a guy. Put it into a Shus of a guy, that is Takashana Bechet. Because you have now put it into, you put it into somebody else's Rishus. You put it into a Rishus that's more removed from the Bible. You can't ask, so why was the guy of Lechapilachai? The guy never put it into his Rishus, because to him it was also Banot. So how did it ever go into the guy's Rishus? That's not a kasha. Maybe he never went to the Ganav's Rishus. A Ganav's not chayiv because he put it into his Rishus. A Ganav's chayiv because he took it out of the Rishus of the Bible. Maybe that's totally in sugya that we had at the beginning earlier in the parak. But let's say, if I mean, a Ganav's chayiv because he took it out of the Rishus of the Bible. He doesn't have to put it into his Rishus. But the Shana Bechet is for putting it into the Lekeach's Rishus. Because that's like further away from the Bible. So Taisa says, how did you put it into the Lekeach's Rishus? Lekeach's Tocha Yisrael. It's also Benoit. It's not going into his Rishus. So Taisa says, if you don't look at Benoit, Taisa says, no problem. Put it to the shus of a guy. That's Takashana Bechet. Because in the house of the guy, it really is. Maybe I'll go a few minutes late. We started so late, I'll go a few minutes late. We'll dive in here and we'll dive in the shus, so hopefully you'll be out. Probably faster than you'll be out if you went downstairs. Okay, so now moving along, Taisus says that from this Gemara, first of all, he says, Sarai to remain in town. After Taisus says, Ace, he gave it to a guy, but Taisus and Edmund says, this Gemara is Sarai to remain in town. You see, it's the Ace of Mechir. It must not be also Ba'ano. I don't know why Taisus over there didn't say the Ace, he can sell it to a guy. It's a very good Ace, especially the way we're being matched with the question. The answer that you say, we can sell it to a guy, is really a very good answer. Why was Taisus over there not? Taisus and Sanhedrin, Taisus and Zvachim, why were they not nichu with this teretz that he sold it to a guy? So any of that, Zvachim with his gadda, what's the machaikas here? That I don't know. But I want to address something else. Taisus says that this Gemara is a riot to Rabbeinu Tam, but Taisus also says that it's a riot against that extra thesis that Rabbeinu Tam had, that even though it's mutter b'hano, but you're not a bailum. That's how Rabbeinu Tam explained why it's mochrei einei mochrei. Why it's mutter b'hano? Taisus said it's a mekachtos, but Rabbeinu Tam said, because you're not a bailum. And Taisa says, one second, if you're not a bailim, then again it's Eina B'Mechira. How can Agamar say it's Yeshtim, how can Agamar imply that it's Yeshtim B'Mechira? According to Rabbeinu Tam, he's not a baal. That was the Taisus kasha. And before we explain why according to Rabbi Tam is he not a baal, why Tak according to Rabbi Tam is he not a baal? After all, it's mutar b'ana. So why did Rabbi Tam say that he's not a baal in the Shoyn Iskol? So what did we say before the Pashu Shana Rabbi Tam? Because the baal is misyayish. So I said, now I'm not so sure I understand what Taisus wants from this gemara. The Bailim are not a Bailim. The original owner of the Shoyn Iskol is not a Bailim because he's misyayish from the Shoyn Iskol. The Taisus is also pointing to Rabbeinu Tam. So it's share over here. Why is it called Yeshdim b'mechira? How can you sell it to the Lekech? The Lekech, they're not a Bailim. Lekech's not a Bailim. I don't understand the kasha. First of all, just follow Batish. The Lekech and the Ganav are also misyayish. Is that true? You can just realist that the Ganav and the Lekech are misyayish from the Shoyn Iskol because they know the Basin is going to take it out and recycle it. Didn't they steal it? They're not planning to give it back to Basin to recycle. If they were planning to give it back to Basin to recycle, then they wouldn't be Ganavim. I mean, isn't the case that they sold it to keep? They're not giving it up to Basin. They're out on the land with the Shoyn Iskol. So why should they be misyayish? It's not the Baal Batish Sechel. I don't understand the case. I understand the Bailam. The Bailam went to court and they know they're going to be cycle the Shoyn Iskol. He's misyayish. What's he going to do? But here you have a guy who stole it. I don't know where he stole it from, but he stole the Shoyn Iskol and he's running away and he sells it to Lekeach. Why should they be misyayish? So what did Taisus want from Rabbeinu Tam? This Gemara is not sharing Rabbeinu Tam at all. Taisus, this Gemara is a kasha. Eif Shalakayim. This is Rabbeinu Tam's notion that he's not a Bailam. It doesn't stem with this Gemara. I don't see why. Besides which, I'm not even sure, even if for some reason we'll say that the Lekeach over here and the Ganav and the Lekeach, maybe they are Messiahish. It's not at all clear to me that like that Yish makes something Eine B'Shusay. Yish makes something Eine Shaloi. Does Yish make it Eine B'Shusay? I don't know where even to look for such a shayla. If the Lekeach is Messiahish, because he knows that one day they're going to be Shusay Kul Shoyn Iskol, so he's Messiahish. So now it's Eine B'Shusay also. I don't know that that's true. Yush is a Yush from Bailus. I give up. Takes it out of his Yishus. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it does. But what I asked before is for sure. I don't understand the Mitzis. It's hard for me to imagine with the Ganav and the Lekech that they're being Messiahish. They're for care. They don't want to give it back to Basin. They're planning to keep it and not to get caught. They don't get caught, the Shoyn Iskol won't be Nispel. Why should they be Messiahish? And the Bailam, we're not worried that the Bailam are Messiahish. That thing Mar talks about later, like, you know, the Gemara says, what do the Bailam need from the Shoyn Iskol altogether? That thing Mar says, no, we don't let a Shoyner and he can say, Rishal Chalaf Anechab. So the Bailam here have a special, it's a special case, who the Bailam are in the Shoyn Iskol, that they want to get it back and they have an interest in getting it back. That's the Sugi later. But Akapanim, it's, I mean, in a way it's good, maybe it's a Teres for Rabbeinu Tam. You know, Rabbeinu Tam says he's not a Bailam, he says, share from this Gemara. I'll say it's very good. We have times of Aziyush, but the God of the Lekech are not Messiahish. So in a way, it's good for the Jews. I have a Teretz for Rabbeinu Tam. But I can't believe that's the whole thing, what they missed this point. It's such a pashut answer for Rabbeinu Tam. What were Taisus thinking when they were massing on Rabbeinu Tam? I think it's Muchach from this. That Taisus, when that Taisus at least, did not understand Rabbeinu Tam when Rabbeinu Tam said that he's not a Bailam. I think it's Mulchach that Taisus understood that that's not because the Bailam are Messiahish. It's not because of the Gemara and Krisus. The Gemara and Krisus is after you recycle the Shoyn Iskol. The Bailam are Messiahish. It's a different word. That Rabbeinu Tam held, that even though Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Isser Hanoh of the Shoyn Iskol is only Chal Achai Misa, but the Hafkos HaBailus that comes from the Isser Hanoh of the Shoyn Iskol, that's already Chal Mechai. And Legabi Bailus on the Shoyn Iskol, Rabbeinu Tam agrees that you know, Israel knows Mavkiya Bailus. So even though Rabbeinu Tam holds, but Pail Israel knows only Lachamiso, but the Hafkos HaBailus of the Israel know, that's already Chal right away with the Gemara Din for some reason. And so Taisa said, if that's the case, then it's not going into the Shus of the Lekech, because objectively speaking, it is also Bano. After the Gemara Din, it's also Bano, and the Israel know is Mavkiya Bailus. I'm not sure if that's what Rabbeinu Tam himself held, but I think it's Mukh, that's how Taisa understood Rabbeinu Tam. That's why he claims that this Gemara is a Pirchan Emetan. What's the Havonah such a thing? If Yisrael knows only Chalach and Yisrael, so how can the Havkos HaBayelis be Chal right away with the Gemara Din? So getting a little bit in speculative territory over here, but the Cheshbon is, I mean, there are, you know, we have a reason to do this. So I think, but with two Hakdamas, one of which we already said, and maybe I'll just add one more Hakdama. We already said in Rabbeinu Tam, what's the svar of Rabbeinu Tam that this is only chalach and misolach shchito? What is the shchito? The shchito is not a sibla yiseres. So why should this Yisrael be chalach and shchito, lachar askilu? If it's not chal mechaim, why is this skill? Why is this not chal later? I said before that I want to suggest that the pshat of the time is that the shvitz, first of all, that the shchita is part of the chiyuv misal. That was even though ideally you want to be shaykel the shor niskel, but if we weren't shaykel the shor niskel, we killed it in some other way. That's also called that we executed the shor niskel. Number two, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the isra hano is part of the execution, based in paskins that the shor niskel should be sentenced, should be killed. And the gam and the bala shor noki that and the bala shor should be yotzi noki min chosav and should become nesavano, and those are both part of the sentence that Beistin is passing down. They sentenced they convicted the shor niskel and they sentenced the shor niskel with the bialim to mises hashor and the gam bala shor noki and that it should become osavano, and therefore only after we're made mister shor, which is the first part of the carrying out of the sentence, so only then does it become also about no? Because that's the second part of the sentence. What based in can sentence the Baal HaShor to become that his shor should become also about no? He should be mafsid his nechassim. He should be mafsid his shor. That's like dhamma number one. Dhamma number two. There's a yisoid from Rabbi Shimon. Shimon has a lot of rayas to this. It's in Shara Yeshur, Shara Aleph. I think it's Perek Tesla. I'm not 100% sure. Rabbi Shimon has a yisoid. It's very Rabbi Shimonic, but the embassy, he has a lot of rayas. Shimon said, we're used to thinking, the Pasha of the Seichel is why are Yisuri Hanoah, let's say according to the Rashi, you can't be a Bailam and Yisuri Hanoah. So we used to think, why can't you be a Bailam and Yisuri Hanoah? Because they're also Hanoah, so you don't have anything from them. You can't, they have no Shavius, or you can't use them, so what kind of Bailus is that? They'll say various stories. Why is it Einab Shusoi? Because, you know, the Tzai says Yisrael Hanoah are yours, but they're Einab Shusoi. We understand because you have no shlita over them because you can't use them. It's all things that flow from the mitzias of it being Osir B'Hanoah. So when something becomes Osir B'Hanoah, it's the value of its stock plummets. And so that's what causes that it becomes that all these results, that you're not a Bailam or it's Einab Shusoi and so on. Shimon said that that's not the whole truth. The Yisrael Hanoah itself, Din Torah is that part of being osir b'hanoah is that it's mafkia bailus or mafkia rishusay, and we can plug it into the various sheets and show them exactly, you know, it can't be bailus rishusay, no, it can't be etzav rishusay, whatever it is, it's part of the din Torah of yisuri hanoah. Yisuri hanoah are mufka from bailus or from rishusay. He has a ray like this. He has a few. One of his rays, just tell you a posh of the ray. There's a Rashba. The Rashba says that he can't be mekadosh ba'olam. Because it's also by no. So the Rashba asks, but Oros Minan Nisrofim. The din is, maybe the other knows, that Nisrofim, the Efer is Mutter. After you burn it, the ashes are Mutter by no. And time of the Gemara, we know ashes had Shabbos. They used ashes for all kinds of industrial people used ashes in their homes. We know that from many Gemaras and Beitz and so on. So ask the Rashba, why can't you make a kaddish with Arla? It has value. After you'll burn it, the Efer will be mutter. Says the Rashba, some Hashem is he's talking about where there wasn't enough ashes to be a shavar putter. There wouldn't be, even after you burn it, there won't be enough ashes to become a shavar putter. But the Rashba says that even though the ashes are mutter, but that's called panim chadoshes ba'olakam. Right now it's also vana. If you'll burn it, the ashes will be panim chadoshes. Panim chadoshes will be mutter. Plus on the Rashba. This is so with Rav Chaim. Somebody said to Rav Chaim that he didn't like Rav Chaim's lumbus, and he said that, you know, I think it was Evan brings in his sefer. He only like does, you know, he learns the Gemara, actually what it says in the Gemara. He doesn't like his fancy lumbus. So Rav Chaim said, you know, the Rashba says that Efer Pora is Panim Chadoshes Ba'olakar. That Efer Orla is Panim Chadoshes Ba'olakar. So he said, I think he said about this Rashba. So he says, why can't you bring it to Sheva Brachos and make Sheva Brachos and Hakadim Chadoshes? So you see, you can't just go by what, you know, the literal meaning of what it says. Anyway, so says the Rashi, it's Panim Chadoshes Bolokan. So says Reb Shimon, what does that mean? Yisuri, I know, you can't be Mekadosh with Yisuri, no, because it's not worth anything. Nobody will buy it, it's not worth anything. Here you have something that people would buy because they'll burn it and the Eifer will be valuable. So what's this Lomdus Panim Chadoshes Bolokan? Bottom line is, would somebody buy this Arlo? This Arlo? Why not? The Eifer will have Shabbos. So what do I get? Some Lomdus is Panim Chadoshes Bolokan. So if Shimon says, you see from here that the fact that Yisuri and Noah have no din mamon or have no shpailus, so again, you know, you can plug in whatever exactly variation you want. It's not because of the mitzias that it has no value, nobody would buy it. The arla on the market, you could sell it. You could sell arla in the commodities market because people could use it for the eifer. It's a halacha, it's because din Torah is that Yisuri and Noah is mafkia. Again, you can call it violence, reshus, whatever you want to call it. It's part of the halacha being osur b'hanah, is that it's mufka from mamonos. So mela, this is orla, and it's right now it's osur b'hanah. If it's osur b'hanah, it's mufka from violence. I later on it'll become efer, and the efer will be mutter b'hanah. Yeah, the efer will be mutter b'hanah, but the orla is osur b'hanah. And orla and isur b'hanah by definition is doesn't have violence. Yeah, maybe it's especially good in the Rashba that it's mufka from bailus, not just from reshus. Maybe in reshus it's a harder word to say. You know, ain't reshus, maybe this is a harder word to swallow. But in the Rashba that Yisuri Ano, you can't have bailus in Yisuri Ano. So if Shimon says, it's not because the Metzias is not worth anything where you can't use it, it's because Yisuri Ano by definition are mufka from bailus, and all is Yisuri Ano. I don't care that it could be later on has uses. Right now it's also Ano, it's mufka. But Shimon has other rights to this as well. Psachim's might also attack in Kol Shom. Remember Kol Shom, Sukkos of Yisuri Hanah. This kept coming up. This Reb Shimon. So I thought maybe we could put these two things together. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam, the Havon Rabbeinu Tam, that what makes the Sharniskel Osir after you shecht it, after you kill it, is that that's part of the sentence. Based in sentences, the Shor and the Bailim, that Hashor Yisokel or shecht it also, but that's basically a death sentence either way. It's a kiyum of a death sentence. And then part of the sentence is also that's not enough. But after that, it'll be that the Baal HaShor will be that it'll become Osir B'Hanah. That's part of what based in sentences the Shor too, that it should become Osir B'Hanah. And section two, the Reb Shimon, who says that the din that Yisuri HaNoah, there's no bailus on Yisuri HaNoah, is not just because b'mitzias you can't be nana from it. It's because that's part of the din of Yisuri HaNoah, that it's mufka from bailus. Perhaps we could put these two things together and say that this chiddush of Ratam, and Ratam said a chiddush, Shor Niskel is mutter mechayim. It's not also not till Acha Misa. Still said Rabbeinu Tam, but it has no. He's not a bialim. Ain't no bialim. Well, we thought it's because he wasn't sitting. And before we explained because the bialim were mitzayish. But you see, the Tosfos didn't understand Rabbeinu Tam the way. Tosfos understood Rabbeinu Tam that it has to do with the Isra Hanoshava. That's why yes from our Gemara, yes from the Mechir. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has the Yesh from the Mechir. What do you mean? What's the problem? The God is not mitzayish. The Lekeach is not mitzayish. You see, Rabbeinu Tam understood this. Rabbeinu, you see, Tosfos understood the Rabbeinu Tam, but it has nothing to do with the Yush. It has to do with the Isra Hanoshava. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that even though it only becomes Osir B'Hanah L'Acha Misa, but the Hafkos HaBailus of the Isra Hanoshava is Chal right away with the Gemara Din. So with this, perhaps we could explain that. Based in Paskin, that this Shor and this Gol, its Din is to become Nesir B'Hanah. That's its Din. Its Din is that it should be Nesir. We haven't carried out the sentence yet. Because first it has to be Asher Yisokel, and then it'll be the Nesir B'Hanah. But the din of the Shor HaNiskel is already that it's mechuyev to become Osir B'Hanah. And the din of Yisuri HaNoah is that they're mufka from bailus. So just like Alderech, I don't know if it's L'Sabar HaSa'is, maybe it's more than L'Sabar HaSa'is, maybe it's P'sah HaBonah. Just like, for example, we know there's a halacha that based on Paskins, that a person is chayev misa. So even before we kill him, he's already a gavrik tailor. That is halacha, since he's a gavrik tailor, if somebody killed him, they're not chayav misa, because the killing person who's a gavrik tailor, his din is to be dead. So if you kill him, yeah. So you're not chayav for killing him, because his din is to be dead. So he's not called a nefesh anymore, because his din is to be dead. This Shor HaNiskel, its din is to be osur b'hanah. So, and already now with the Gemara Din, its din, it's a gavra, it's a Torah, that's just like a person who was convicted, was chayav misa, is a gavra k'teila. So a Shor HaNiskel whose din and there was a Gemar Din, then it should become Asur B'Hanah. So I don't know what to call it. It's a Torah of Isurah. It's a Torah that the Isurah. And Israel, it has already a din that it should be also about. They said, no, but Poel has to wait for the rest of the din. It has to be, first we have a Shoyi Sokol, there's a procedure. We have a Shoyi Sokol, that's part of the din. And then we have Gabbala Shonoki, that's the rest of the din. So the Shoyi Niskol is not yet also about, but its din is to be also about. And being also about is Mefkiya Bailus. So when the time is Mechadish, that a Shoyi Niskol, right away with the Gemara din already, the Bailus is Paka. Because the din of the thing is to be Osir B'Hanah. So the Poel, again, it's not Osir B'Hanah yet, but its din already is to be Osir B'Hanah, and Isir Hanah is Mafkiya Bailus. So even the din that it should be Osir B'Hanah, it's like a Gavik Tehla, the din that it should be Osir B'Hanah is already Mafkiya the Bailus. That's your Rinatam. And that, Isis asks, one second, if that's true, then you're telling me that as far as Bailus is concerned, it's already Osir B'Hanah right away. The Isir Hanah B'Poel is only after killed. But the of course the bilus that results from Yisra'enu, that's chal immediately with the Gemara din. So Taisis, then we're back to square one. So why is it called Yeshna b'mechira? Something that's osir b'ano is ainu b'shusoy. And this thing, it's already its din is to be osir b'ano and to be ainu b'shusoy. So how can you put into the shusul lekeich? It's going to be ainu b'shusoy. The way we were mazbe Taisis kasha before. So Taisis says, Taisis yeshul kaima. According to many times, this Gemara is not going to work. Why is it Yeshna b'mechira? What will Rabbeinu Tam answer? Well, maybe Rabbi Tam will answer. That's not the pshat. You got me wrong. I just meant Yush and the Ganav and Lekeach are not Misgayish. This whole lumdus, Rabbi Tam could say to Tosfos, you made me out to be a big lamdan. I wasn't such a big lamdan. I just meant that you're Misgayish. Or maybe Rabbi Tam will say you sold it to a guy. The same way Tosfos answers by us. That the case is that he sold it to a guy. Rabbi Tam will say the same thing. A lot of the bialis is poka, and therefore saying they say I know it's the tafkosa bialis of Yisrael. I know it's called right away with the Gemara. Then he's talking about a bialis. So how can you have the Shana B'chet? How can you put him to the Rishus HaLekech? The Rishus HaLekech, because the Lekech was a guy. Maybe Chaim, that's what Rabbeinu Tam will say. Yeah, then this Gemara will no longer be a riot to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam never said this Gemara is a riot. Tosfos brought it, this Gemara is a riot to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam himself never brought it. Maybe Chaim. Okay, I guess now we have to stop, so. Okay.